You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, that's an awkward way to start a Tuesday, but we are here nonetheless. Rico Beard to my left, Nuptials Cot to my right, Paul Serra sitting in for David, and we are ready to roll. Rico, let's build off yesterday, shall we?
Let's do it.
I want to build off of yesterday.
Okay.
We were all talking about this, guys, and you are not required. This is not a yes or no. I'm going to offer everyone a platform. So yesterday's show was interesting. It was a redux of the trade deadline. Rico was here for the actual deadline. I obviously returned yesterday. And while I didn't love the Tigers deadline, there was no ad hominem attack. There was no yelling and screaming. And we asked people about, look, the Tigers have a plan. They're faithful to it. It kind of is Tampa Bay-esque with a slighter, with a bigger payroll. But they're not all in to win a World Series. You're just, if you're not willing to give up anything of consequence, you can't claim you're all in. So it was interesting is that by the phone lines, people were upset. Mm-hmm. By the ticket text, it was the blind defense, the gaslighting, and the straw man arguments. So we, as a show, pre-show talked about this. And it is, okay, we talked about how the Pistons, the Wings, the Lions, and the Tigers, it's very similar. Rico, you the brilliant Coney example, yeah. The Monday summit over the scramble.
Correct.
Don't you dare make a bold move. You'll make the rest of us look bad. So here's what I want to ask. You, Kenny, Paul, and obviously you, the listener. From an urgency standpoint, does every team in this town need to be more urgent? No team in this town. You're totally happy. No, you radio idiots. Or somebody, a team or two. I want you in a Festivus airing of the grievances. I want you to tell me who you believe should be more urgent in their operations in this city. Four professional teams, all, some, none. And I leave it to you.
Okay.
Now, as a show, you and I can talk through this and find what we believe is consensus. Do you believe the Tigers should be more aggressive? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Do you believe the Lions should be more aggressive?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Do you believe the Pistons should have been more aggressive?
No.
Okay, and guess what? For the sake of not getting into a quarrel here, I can make a case that you're not wrong. So I'll say, fine enough. The Red Wings. Yes. Okay, we move on. So, yeah,
because here's the thing. The Lions, absolutely. The Tigers stumbled upon they needed to be more aggressive. I don't think that they thought coming into the season they were going to be sitting where they are. But then things changed. And you were there and you were sitting at the head of the table. And you better learn how to carve the turkey because we're all hungry and we're waiting for dinner. And they're just sitting there with a knife and a fork in their hand like, I don't know what to do.
Well, instead of handing you turkey, I think they had a nice couple of dinner rolls at the deadline. I mean, Finnegan's going to help you. Morton's going to help you. The rest, whatever. But, okay, three of four would be you and I's yes. Consensus. Kenny?
I'm three of four, if not four of four. I've always been a fan of the Pistons also spending. I mean, I'm a newly minted Pistons fan, I guess. I think.
Shocking, considering your feelings.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's that. Second day in a row, immediately. Okay, so, but no, like, the Red Wings, I think for me, with a bullet, is this. Actually, the Red Wings are the second most to me. The Lions are the first. Because I look at it as, who's closest to winning all of it? We talked yesterday about championship expectations. We talked yesterday about we need a champion again in the city. It's been how long for each team? You gave the year of each team winning an actual title.
Yeah.
If you have a team that's close to one, you need to take advantage of that window. The Lions have shown you, yes, we always joke about, oh, they were a half away from a Super Bowl. Sure, that's funny enough, but they are the closest. They've been the closest. So I think the urgency needs to linger there before any other
team. Okay. So people, I'm asking you, the ball is in your court. You have four professional teams in this town. Who needs to be more aggressive in your opinion? Is it everybody? Is it nobody? Because what I will tell you is this. I do feel like there is a portion. How big or how small it is, I don't know. I don't want to get married to a number. But the idea is there's a portion of this town and each fan base that is right out of the Lego movie. Everything's awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. And how dare 97-1 not kiss the proverbial ass, both cheeks of every team in this town. Both cheeks. Left and right. Both cheeks. So look, it's a weird thing. There are days I leave here wondering, does this city want what I do anymore? I mean, clearly it's not an issue with ratings. I'm talking about just the idea that every day when you critique a team, which is what being a fan is, mm-hmm. versus a bathwater drinker and making excuses for teams.
You don't become a spokesperson for the people.
Correct. Well, and then look, it's weird because, Rico, I really didn't think I did a lot of criticism of the Tigers trade deadline. And it was just this gaslighting straw man. I mean, we had one guy call in yelling at you about McGonagall when we've openly said there is no way you would trade McGonagall. It's right. not happening. So it's just this oddity. And with the Lions, it's the same thing. There's a portion where, what do you mean? Just let Brad cook, you ignorant slut. Well, and you're like, okay, all right, well, my bad.
Well, I will go to my grave saying that the portion of those people are just happy to be good. They're yes. happy to see the Lions logo or the Tigers logo or whatever logo up on the TV that ESPN and Fox and all of those people are talking about you positively. You're not the butt of a joke and life is good. And let's let the good times roll. Instead of being great, let's just be good, because remember where we used to be. We never want to go back to that neighborhood.
I'm going to your side of the fence on it. The longer it goes on, you know, we've gone through all the off seasons, all the trade deadlines now, right? Now we just sit. We wait for the NFL to start. Baseball deadline's done. Basketball free agency's done. Hockey. It's all done.
Right.
I'm coming to your side of the fence on this. People were so damaged by the last decade, mm-hmm. they are afraid to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Like, look, this show, yes, I'm a big believer in aggression. I'm a big believer in putting the rev limiter down. And...
But think of it this way.
These teams aren't.
Yeah, but think of it. It wasn't that long ago that NFL teams were about to petition to take Thanksgiving Day away from the Lions because they just kept losing and embarrassing themselves in front of the world.
Can I petition to have the Cleveland Browns kicked out of football? They signed a fifth quarterback. I'm going to leave it to you. You're going to love it.
Well, you know what? They did get kicked out. They became the Ravens and actually became pretty good.
We should have just been good with that.
Right.
248-539-9797. So it is an urgency grievances. If you believe all the teams should be more urgent, more aggressive, say it, say why. If you believe none of the teams, you are totally happy or mostly happy with the direction of the four, you understand the plan, and you agree with Rico, you just don't want to risk being terrible, fine. And the truth is, most people will be choice C. Some of these need to do more. Who is it and why? I really want to build on yesterday's show, because again, I can't say it any clearer. I don't hate the Tigers deadline. I don't love it. It's meh. They got some stuff. In no way did they get worse. I don't think they're exponentially better. They were already good. Reese Olson out, Charlie Morton in, push at best. Bullpen, okay, here's Finnegan and friends. Now, if every guy turns into Bo Brisky circa September 23rd last year, you got better.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, how am I going to say that?
Right.
So
what frustrates me, like with the Lions, is the amount of money that you still have under the cap, and you're worried about years from now, and you're worried about paying this guy. And it's like, okay, but you could have used that for this season. Like you could have gone out and spent the money, even if you just signed a bunch of people on a 1-year deal and they're gone, you get the money back next year to spend on Aiden and whoever else you want to bring back. Or, yes, with the Tigers, it's like, okay, now all of a sudden, here you are with a 9-10 game lead in the division. You're going to win this thing. So are you really focused on trying to beat the better teams in the playoffs or not?
But it's kinda why we like, talked about yesterday. Brad Holmes talks about we want to be good long-term, sustainable. Scott Harris says it. Again, no one is saying your teams don't want to win a championship. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying there are certain franchises. I think Philadelphia in football, baseball, certainly the two. It is burning to win. It's an obsession. It's the only thing. I don't think that's the case here. I think if they win a championship as a part of their plan, all the better. Everyone celebrates.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me you're all in. I don't think you can tell me the Lions are all in. I don't think you can tell me the Tigers are all in. Certainly the Wings are not all in. And the Pistons would be the one where I can certainly, in the name of peace, say, you know what, Rico? Fine. It's not time yet.
Correct.
And that's okay. Fine. But my point is, what do you want from your teams? Because, look, Rico, I openly question it. Look, I've made my career on just being a fan and being honest. I just shoot people straight. I bomb my own teams. No. Why wouldn't I bomb yours? No. And when things are good, I tell you, I'm the same idiot who said the Lions are winning the Super Bowl last year.
You did.
The point is, I am starting to question whether people even want that anymore, because I think what people want is bathwater. I think they really just want the lemming, bought and paid for, everything's awesome all the time.
Look, but I don't want to take it to a deeper level, but isn't that just 2025 where don't ever disagree with me? Because if you disagree with me, now you're my enemy. Not that you just can't have a discussion. And you know what, Mike? Maybe I'll get valid points from you. You'll get valid points from me and we move on. It's you don't even listen. It's just argue. And I wait for you to stop talking so I can start out talking and I can argue. And you're not listening to each other. But then you realize you're really kind of saying the same thing, except for you went this way and I went that way. But we're meeting at the same point. That's where people are. It's like, don't criticize because you don't know what they know. And they're so much smarter than you. And it's like, guys, it's not a formula. It's not really that difficult.
If they're so smart, where are the championships? 1984, you know right 2008, there. 2004, and never. If they're so smart and we are supposed to drop to our knees and praise Jesus and we are so blessed, how dare you? Then where are the championships? I mean, it just gets to a point like, come on. And what? If you're going to say, well, that certain people haven't been here long enough, now that's fine. I'm not holding the past against them. But there are no cities in America. Like right now in Philly, do you think everyone says everything's awesome with the Eagles? They just won a Super Bowl. No, because the job is to go do it again.
Right. I mean, but if you think about it, when you had Ken Holland here, they were going all in. They were doing everything. They were trying to win the cups.
Fun note.
Then they stopped, and then you fell off the cliff. And then it's like, okay, well, I just kind of want to be relevant.
I'm convinced, by the way, Ken Holland is Liam Neeson. Yeah. I really have been thinking about it. Liam Neeson's been in the news because he's dating Pamela Anderson now. Ken Holland is Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson is Ken Holland.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Wow. Go look, you don't believe me. They're the same person.
I guess they got a romance on the movie set.
Whatever.
The Naked Gun.
I didn't know they were making a movie.
Yeah, they just redid The Naked Gun.
Probably a bad idea. The Liam Neeson one's a classic.
No, because it's his kid. It's Frank Drebin's kid. Liam Neeson is Frank Drebin's kid.
Frank Drebin birthed Liam Neeson?
Yes.
I don't know how believable that is. Okay.
They have a setup that it's funny.
Okay, you've already seen this.
No. But I saw the trailer, and it's like everybody from the original movie has a kid like outside looking at their picture saying, Dad, I'm going to make you proud.
Who's OJ's kid?
And it was a kid who was OJ's kid. He just looked at the camera and was like, nope.
248-539-9797. Let's do the airing of the urgency grievances. All the teams, none of the teams, or some of the teams. And let's talk about it. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, Don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. And now you're going to listen to me. All right. And again, you don't have to have grievance. If you are totally cool with how all, some, or well, maybe none of the teams are approaching things, say it with your chest. We have a very, look, I don't apologize. I'm just me. Some of you love me. Some of you love to hate me. It's all good. It's just, I want championships. There's an aggression that I think is required to obtain them. And I don't see that from our teams in this town. And it's a shame because I do think this is one of the great American sports cities. I don't stay here by accident. This is home. This is an elite sports town. And I think you should demand more from your teams, period.
It is. It's funny because when you think about how times were outside of the Lions, like around 2003, 4, 5, and 6,
yep.
Where we were winning and people were making moves and Detroit was in championship games. And except for the Lions.
You went Donald Sterling there almost. Yeah. Moves and clothes.
And stuff. And except for the Lions, of course, at 0-16. But
piano to your skull.
It was never all four teams good, but three teams were really good. Yeah. And then it bottomed out and everybody was bad. And now
it damaged people. I'm coming to your side on this, Rico. I am. I mean,
it's a lot of PTSD in Detroit.
All it did was make me want championships more. I think for people, it got them in their jam jams, afraid to get out of bed. Let's go to Tom. He leads off today. Tommy, what's good?
What's good, Mike? How you guys doing?
Good, hey. Stud. What's going on?
I kind of put this in a few different categories. And what I mean by that, I put the urgency the most as the Red Wings. Just because Eisman's been a bum since he's been our GM and needs to do something to get these teams in the playoffs and change his roster around, which it just seems like he's afraid to do. The next few tiers, like the Lions, it's like Holmes just afraid to make that one big move to put us over the edge. My third tier is kind of like with the Tigers. I don't know if Chris Illich will ever spend the money enough to get this team over the top. I think he's perfectly fine having.
Let me say this though, like there's been no harsher critic of Chris Illich than me, but let's be fair. They made a big offer to Bregman. They've added about $50 million in payroll. I can't hold them to a standard of having a $250 million payroll. They don't make the revenue. I don't think it's a money thing, Tom. They have prospects. They have the ability to look. Johan Duren makes no money. He signed for 3 years. You just said no. That's not an ownership thing.
No, it's more of a, I think Scott Harris has a plan, and he really does not want to deviate from that plan.
And again, I don't think the Scooble thing is a money thing. It takes two to tango. And Tommy, if Boris wants $400 million, I'm not going there. I'm just not going to do it. So look, I understand it's easy to do it. Lord knows I fall victim to it too. I blame John Mara for everything wrong with the Giants. But the bottom line is, you have, I'm sorry, Hard Knocks, last year, I'm never going to get over it.
Oh, golly gee, I'm not going to sleep well if Saquon's an Eagle.
With his stupid little vest inside. If you wear a vest at the office, you're a jackass.
Wait, so this goes up with a muumuu as a coach?
Oh, yeah. John Mara's like skinny Bielema. Equally offensive. The point I'm making is that is about being rigid to a plan. Now, if you want to blame ownership and say, look, an owner's the only one who can call a team president and say, I demand you go all in, you can do that as a fan. You can. But you have to understand there is a fork in the road of owners in all sports. There are fans and there are business people. That's reality. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike Ilitch was a fan, or in my childhood, George Steinbrenner was a fan. They ran a team a different way, sometimes for better, a lot of times for worse. But I'm sorry, but no, I think you can just say Scott Harris has complete authority to do what the hell he wants to do, short of a Yamamoto contract. They just didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go deeper than that. Let's go to Cody, 97.1. Cody, what's going on, buddy? Cody. All right, we'll check on Cody momentarily. He's flying through space. We'll go to Luke, 97.1. Luke, what's up, bud?
How are we doing today, guys?
Good, Lucas. What's going on?
My biggest problem is this, okay? I feel like I'm watching every Tigers game, and you're just missing that spark, right? And we talked about the Joan Duran. You're watching a Sunday night baseball game, you get goosebumps. Yep. Kyle Finnegan runs out. I'm sitting there. I can't even stomach it. I know he's had two great saves, right? But you just, it's just never enough. And my problem is the farm system. They talked about it yesterday. The guy about McGonagall's a clown, right? We know McGonagall's not going. But you can't give up 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, you got to hold all these marbles.
That's right.
It feels like what Illich is trying to do, and this could just be my opinion, it feels like we're saying here we want these Cole Keith contracts. Let's get them while they're young. Let's get the 7-year, $30 million contract. Let's keep them low, which I respect that. But at a certain point, you're 18 games over 500. Let's make a splash move. Every game in the ninth inning, the Phillies are up there. You knew it. You knew it. Riley Green, strikeout. You just could feel there was no energy for us to get anything going. And it's just so demoralizing as a fan base to watch this happen.
Yeah, and Luke, listen, they're going to be able to win most nights because they are better than, first of all, this division is awful. Mm-hmm. The American League is subpar. I know I battled a caller yesterday about it, but I digress. The point is the juice. Look, for a lot of people, looking at the box score and your team wins, that's enough. I have a little bit of a different approach. I'm not asking anyone to agree with it. They are in the entertainment business. It's hard to be entertained with certain things that they do where you're like, okay, yeah, the result's great, but what am I getting excited about here?
The win.
Oh, right. Matt Vierling leading off. Oh, hooray. I got to look at, you know, a Parker Meadows at bat again.
Right, but like, it's Carpenter and it's swing and all the home run. That's the entertainment.
Well, first of all, I like Kerry Carpenter. Kerry is a left-handed power bat. Like,
right.
Immense value. No, I get what the caller's saying, though. Like Sunday Night Baseball, I said this yesterday, and some people got bent out of shape. Dude, if I can't watch the game and watch that Duran intro and be like, damn, I wish that was Comerica, I wish that was us, then what the hell's the point of being a fan?
Right.
It's like fans want to strip away your ability to think for yourself because you're not state-run media.
A lot of fans – no, you're right. A lot of fans are, can't you just be happy with what we have right now?
No.
Why can't you just – be happy because we're winning.
Okay, and here we are. Ready?
Okay.
2008, 2004, never, and 1984.
Right, but we're winning right now, Mike.
Okay, let's check the trophy case.
How about we let it play out?
And we're going to, but part of sports is talking about sports in real time.
I understand.
You know what? Maybe we ought to do that. Put Jansen on Sirius, and it's going to be called Let It Play Out. You turn to the channel, and it's static until the day after the Super Bowl.
But a lot of fans are like that.
Then he'll host one show, and it'll be called It Played Out. John's thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
No competitive advantage. All right.
No, what's your experience? We'll get to the people momentarily. Sit tight. We're airing... Hey, if you have no grievances, that's fine too. But it's who in this town should be more aggressive? Is it everyone, someone, or no one? We'll talk about it. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's check in on the ticket text. We'll get to the callers. Yes, we have some Lions. And I'm probably going to say something with no intent to upset you, but I know you'll be upset. There's nothing I can do about it. I read something from a training camp report that I don't think is a positive. And I just want to...
Tread carefully.
No, but this is what I mean. Mr. Kenny.
Lions are great.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that's going to be the case this year. Kenny, go ahead.
Everything is awesome. The ticket text return mostly has been Lions, Lions, Lions. There's literally a text right here that says Lions, 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 and Lions. So
they're not wrong.
Most people... on the text would say consensus wise would be Lions.
Okay.
It's probably all four teams, but three teams for sure. That's from Ryan.
No, you first. That's my fault.
No, it's okay. Lions need to be more aggressive. Every single team needs to be urgent way more.
So hold on. What's the... Okay, this is the tough part. I can't ascertain the percentages of fans. But like yesterday's show, or I was talking to Cookies, and, you know, he was certainly more negative about the trade deadline for the Tigers than I was. I can't harangue them about not getting a right-handed bat. No right-handed bats really moved. I'm not knocking Charlie Morton. I'm not celebrating it. It was necessary. The bullpen thing was Finnegan and stuff. Mm-hmm. Overall, it was kind of like a C+, B-. That's what I felt. But Jim even said it. I mean, people were irate at the idea of criticizing the Tigers. And that's what I can't figure out.
Because they made moves. And what else did you expect them to do? They but went out there and look at how many pitchers they brought and added to the staff. And it was volume. It wasn't quality. I guess, and it felt like, okay, you went down the aisle at Costco and you just got the pitcher 5-pack. And there you go. Or 4-pack.
Yes.
And one was good.
But it's interesting because now, look, we asked the question. All the callers so far, no one's called up and said, no, I'm happy with where things are. It's such a weird departure. I can't figure it out. You're the one who got into Harvard. Don't look at me.
It's right there. You're almost there. You're almost there. To some, you idiots just need to appreciate what we have right now.
Yeah, see, that's a weird vibe. And like talking to Evan, and like Evan runs all the socials. You know, we aggregate engagement and commentary, and look, people have a right to feel however they want to feel. It's just a weird thing where it's like, oh, 97-1 is mean. And it's like, guys, this is sports. This isn't a field
because,
trip.
Because
I don't hand out juice boxes for participation. I want
to
win.
Because to some, they're winning. How could you bring up anything negative? It should be all positive. It should be all great because they are winning. Look at them, what they're doing in the division. But you guys keep finding bad things to talk about just to be angry.
Is there anything to it, possibly, that they've been bad for so long?
This is Rico.
I think he's right on this.
He is. I know he is. And I hate it. It's two things he's been right about in 2 days.
It's that people have
this been, is how I got into Harvard.
It's just crazy that people have adopted this mentality, though. If we've been bad for so long that the second we're good, we don't. Now you're not allowed to say anything bad because we're finally good again. No,
because Kenny, to add on to that, it's, can't you just celebrate this? Can't you just say great things about us? Why do you have to focus on the negative things when there's tens of great things, but you find the two negative things and that's what you want to harp upon?
Can you help me explain this? Because this came in on the text and I couldn't disagree with this idea more.
Okay.
One of these said, after all the decades, I'm just happy the Lions are making the playoffs. So I say the Red Wings need to step it up out of all the teams. So the idea that, oh, we're just happy with the Lions being, like, the expectation, the bar is so low. I think it speaks to your point, Rico.
Kenny, you had basically Holmes and Harris say, we just want to make the playoffs. Harris literally said, we just want to make the playoffs.
And in fairness to Scott Harris.
And that's a good thing.
No, I want to be fair, though. It's not, and that's, it is the best way to win a World Series is to have as many bites at the apple. Make the playoffs as many times as I can. I want to make sure we give full context. I don't want anyone's undies getting in a bunch.
And you can disagree with Holmes' strategy all you like, but at least he came out and said it's Super Bowl. We want to be in the Super Bowl. Campbell said the same thing. That's the goal.
Okay. He did.
There was no soft shoeing around.
Yeah, except they had an offseason that flies in the face.
And that also is true.
And now, they're not saying that now. He did. And then they went 15-2 and fell in their face. And now
Rico,
Rico,
they're not a Super Bowl. Like, I, you know, oh, my God.
I'm not allowed to speak upon the Lions, you know.
Okay. we're going to get to it. Let's get to the people, though. We'll go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Mike. I agree that the Tigers need to be aggressive. But I also think we're keeping Scooble because I actually think that in 2026, Mike, or not 2026, 2027, there's going to be a lockout, and there's going to be a salary cap, and it's going to take the Yankees, Dodgers, and Mets all out of the game.
All right, let me stop you with something. I want to play this game with you for fun. Forget about whether I agree or disagree about a salary cap. You know what I think is going to happen this offseason? Let's have some fun. I'm going to play the role of Scott Boras. I'm going to demand an extension or I'm demanding a trade of my client. Because I'm not letting it get there.
So you're saying I have to either stun him or trade him right now?
Nah, November 1st. Pay my client or trade my client. End.
You know what? This may be stupid. I'm paying him.
No, you're not stupid. I'm saying agents and players, we're in the age of player empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's going to be a lockout, let me tell you what I would do as the agent. Exactly what I told you.
Do you think there will be a lockout, Mike?
I do, because they're never going to have a salary cap.
See, I disagree. I think the players are going to bite at some point.
Okay. Hey, I hope you're right, because I think it'd be better for everybody. But no, Joe, and again, I'm not telling you for certain. If I'm Boris and I got the best pitcher in baseball and I know that lockout could be looming, I'm going to place the Tigers up on that toilet and I'm going to say, do something. And that's it.
I think the Lions need to be aggressive. I still think we have enough talent to make a Super Bowl this year, but it's going to be a lot harder than the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And with the Pistons, like I said, I still think the Lions win the NFC North. But the Pistons, I agree with you on the offseason. But is it wrong I'm not losing sleep over it because it's year one and it's a bigger problem?
No, and that's why, look, you know, Joe, all battles aren't worth fighting. Mm-hmm. And I can just say, you know what, Rico, you're right. And we move on. Pistons are fine. They're on course. The Red Wings, I can't do that.
The Pistons, to me, you're probably in another year. They're not, I don't know what they are just yet. So adding salary and adding players, I think, let's figure out what you want to be when you grow up. And then we'll go and add some people.
It does feel like this is going to be the Jaden Ivey SATs.
It is.
This is going to be his, you know, entrance exam to either you're getting an extension or we've made a grave error.
Right. He's got to go defend his thesis and we're all waiting outside the room to say, are we celebrating or do we suck?
Yes, Kenny.
No, I was just thinking, too, is his comments the other day about Scooble and there not being a window is very telling into if he was being honest, which who knows with GMs and presidents.
Yeah, his whole comment about the idea of windows is an illusion. I have a right to disagree.
I didn't love that.
Well, Scott Harris is smarter than you. It doesn't matter. People disagree with presidents. People disagree with Steven Spielberg. People disagree with Warren Buffett. Okay, I'm sorry. Do you not get to think if you liked your meal or not because you haven't earned a Michelin star? Grow up. Yes, there are windows. They're very evident. Example, the Giants are not in a Super Bowl window. It's not an illusion. We blow.
You need to give Famous Jameis an opportunity.
Bro, I'm sorry. I want to place him on a space station.
Man, I can't wait to get some of that gabagoo.
This is my life. This is my life. 248-539-9797.
Purdy slander.
It's fair, and I have to own it. We'll get more of the calls coming right up. All right, we'll get back to business momentarily. We'll touch the table on a little football. The music will guide us. Kenneth.
All right, guys. This was kind of shocking to me. So I want to play a little game with you three. One former player from every NFL team who should have their jersey number retired, but it's not. You will be shocked at some of the names whose number you just assumed are retired. They're unretired.
The all-snub team.
The all-snub team.
So are you going to say the number? We got to guess the player?
I'm going to say the team, and you tell me the player whose number.
Jeez.
Or do you want the number?
I feel like without the numbers,
okay,
we're all walking around in the dark over here.
All right. Well, this will be simple. The Baltimore Ravens, number 52.
Ray Lewis?
He's not retired?
He's not in, like, the Ring of Honor?
I told you. There's going to be some names that you're like, wait, he's not retired. Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, number for the Ravens, not retired
yet. And he's been retired for how long now?
Yeah.
What are they waiting for?
Is number 20 retired for the Ravens?
Ed Reed?
It just says one ball. So it,
hold on. Do the Ravens not retire numbers? I mean, that may be a holdup here.
It could be.
Okay, next.
Buffalo Bills, number 83.
Andre Reed? Andre Reed doesn't have his number retired?
And this was a shock I had when I read this.
That's stunning. Him, James Lofton, Thurman Thomas.
Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith already have their numbers retired.
So no James Lofton.
Update on the Ravens. They don't retire numbers. So okay. That's the only thing that we got.
That's
going
fine. That's why I asked the question.
That team's dumb.
I think this one will be retired soon. Let's go. Arizona Cardinals, number 11.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Bingo.
Has to be retired.
Soon, hopefully.
Face of franchise in their history.
Yes.
And a gentleman. Just one of the best guys in the league. Mm-hmm. Has to. Now, are you going to tell me they don't retire numbers too?
No, I think they retire numbers. I think maybe you have to go into the Hall of Fame. And
Dan Dierdorf.
That will be next year
for him. St. Louis Cardinals.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
The Cardinals have retired 5 numbers, so they do retire numbers.
I think you need to be in the Hall of Fame. He'll be eligible next year for the Hall of Fame. That's why I say I think he's going to be off of this list.
Okay.
Carolina Panthers, number 1.
Musin Muhammad?
Number 1, no. Oh, Mike, come on.
Oh, you're talking about...
Cam Newton. My bad. I was thinking old school.
Right.
I will leave bias out of this. Even with the egregious collared shirt hat routine he's wearing, his number should be retired.
Mm-hmm.
For several years, he was...
The team.
And the team.
Yeah, he was the NFL MVP.
Brought you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And... Once again, the team. I will say yes, Cam Newton should have his number retired.
Chicago Bears, number 54.
Brian Urlacher. But is it Urlacher bald or the one wearing the rug now?
I don't think it matters.
I can only retire the number of bald Urlacher.
Okay.
The one with the hair creeps me up.
No, they can't retire hair to Urlacher.
No, they should put the toupee up in the rafters. No, Urlacher should absolutely be retired. I mean, look, yes, him and Lance Briggs together, but you're talking about the modern-day Dick Butkus, the modern monster of the Midway. Hold on. What's the last number the Bears retired?
That I don't know. But, I mean, basically, he was the Micah Parsons before Micah Parsons, the linebacker who could come off the edge.
Do you know he played safety at New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get video confirmation of that thing roaming the secondary at New Mexico?
Well, that's when you drafted and you then moved the person up. It was the Jimmy Johnson logic. I'm going to take a corner and make the corner a safety.
Can you imagine some linebacker. Bastard from San Jose State turns the corner and sees that thing running out?
You've run out of bounds.
Help me.
Son, the white line was right there. All you had to do was cross it and he wouldn't have hit you.
Next.
Mike, this one may shock you. Cincinnati Bengals, number 78.
Anthony Munoz? Anthony Munoz. You know what? That's because the Bengals are too cheap to retire the number. They don't want to pay for the plaque.
They'll go get a Walmart jersey with the screen print number.
Anthony Munoz is one of the top 5 tackles in the history of the sport. You going to tell me they don't retire numbers too?
Dang.
That's ridiculous. Oh, my God.
All right, let's get some fun. The Denver Broncos, number 30.
Terrell Davis.
Yes.
Not retired?
Not retired.
I would need to go back and look at the length of career because he did play at a time where Shanahan could put anybody in the backfield. They were getting 1,000 yards. Shout out Orlandis Gary. Mm-hmm. How about Mike Anderson?
Oh, wow.
I mean, we can keep going.
Oh, no, because I remember that was back in the time where basically Shanahan hated you if you played fantasy football because your back would never be the one who scored.
How about Ruben Drones? All right, we'll keep going. Lions cut him in training camp.
Yes, they did.
All right, next.
We'll save the Lions for last. Green Bay Packers, number 12.
No, Bart Starr was 16.
He's still playing Aaron in Rodgers. The league. Yes.
Well, he can't be retired. He's still playing.
Okay.
And he's a wacko. You can't put him in the Ring of Honor.
Houston Texans, number 99.
What? That's probably a timing thing.
Yes, it is.
That'll happen. Move on from that. I'm not going to get a
Indianapolis Colts, number 88.
Marvin Harrison? Bingo. Is not retired?
Not retired.
What am I missing here?
Also, John Mackey and Edgerrin James, also in consideration.
You know, Edgerrin James, I don't think ever had a 40-yard run as a pro. He was just the king of 7 yards a carry.
You're right.
He never broke long runs.
The Jags, number 82.
Jimmy Smith.
Yep.
Shouldn't be retired.
Oh, really?
I mean, I always liked Keenan McCardle better.
Really?
Plus, okay. Wouldn't you retire Tony Boselli first?
You would.
Fred Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Fred Taylor. This one, I got a feeling, will be retired.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Chargers, number 85.
Antonio Gates.
Yes.
Yes.
He just made it into the Hall of Fame.
Just wish his kid was better.
The Los Angeles Rams, number 13.
Kurt Warner? Well, you can't. They were the St. Louis Rams when he did his thing.
But still, it's the Rams.
Nah, doesn't count.
Okay.
Put a bouquet underneath the arch in St. Louis. It doesn't count.
You guys ready for this one? The Minnesota Vikings, number 84.
Randy Moss.
Bingo.
Didn't they honor his number, though, like 5 or 6 years ago? They put up a thing for it or something?
Well hold on. Could you be less descriptive?
Well, I mean, like, it seems like
didn't they do a thing about a thing and put a thing up?
But no, they definitely honored his number. But it feels like a lot of these guys on this list, every team has done something to honor or represent them in some way.
But just not retired.
Just not retired.
How about the New York Giants? Number 53.
Harry Carson.
Bingo.
His number should be retired. One of the best Giant linebackers in history. Gentleman, all class. He represents what the Giants used to be. I don't know how that's not retired.
Let's go across.
When do they retire number 10, Mike?
Eli? Ah, hell. Paul, anytime they want. I don't care. I mean, what am I going to say? He's got 2 Super Bowls. They should. Retiring your number, Paul, is different than being in the Hall of Fame. Eli should not be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with you.
That's true. I'll give you that, but he will be. Let's go across the city. Well, the same stadium.
I was going to say.
The New York Jets, 99. Part of the infamous.
Oh, sack exchange. Mm-hmm. Was it Gastineau?
Yep. Mark Gastineau.
Yeah. I'm going to say no to that.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Jet. We don't retire losers numbers. Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles, number 17.
Harold Carmichael?
Bingo.
Kenny's looking at me like I'm really a piece of garbage for knowing all these. Is this...
This is a redux of what you would do with March Madness when you name a player.
Harold Carmichael is like 7 feet tall playing receiver.
Yes.
Kenny thought Mark Gastineau was a stomach disease.
Paul Sarah for the win.
Next.
This is one I was blown away.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, number 12.
Terry Bradshaw? Hold. Stop. How many numbers do the Steelers have retired? Come on.
Bradshaw? Joe Green and Franco Harris have had their numbers retired.
Nobody else.
I just know these two that played on the same team as Bradshaw.
They've retired a total of 3 numbers in Pittsburgh.
Then I'm not upset because of all the players they've had in history. How could I be mad? If you've only retired 3, you could keep Bradshaw out alone for that Mr. Belding mullet he rocked.
Okay, this one I'm just... Kenny, there's a rake and I'm about to step on it.
Let's hear it.
San Francisco 49ers, number 33.
Roger Craig?
Yes.
See, no, I think the franchise has had so many illustrious players.
Oh, I just thought you were going to bring up the fumble.
No, I wouldn't bring up the NFC title game in 1990 where all you had to do was kneel on the ball and Roger Craig fumbled. And then Matt Barr kicked the field goal to send the Giants to the Super Bowl and send you home,
there
sad.
There it is.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks, number 37.
Sean Alexander.
Yes.
Should be retired. Fabulous player.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number 47.
John Lynch.
Yes.
Not retired?
Not retired.
He was the modern day, basically, Ronnie Lott. John Lynch was a killer. Oh.
The Washington Commanders, this was another shocker, okay. Number 44.
Riggins?
Bingo.
John Riggins doesn't have his number retired.
No.
We have a problem in the NFL. What are these teams, not like paying for the ceremony? All right.
And your Detroit Lions.
Let's hear it.
Number 81.
Calvin? Well, there was a bit of an issue. I think we got to let time heal all wounds there. Two words, bonus money or whatever it was. A few years.
That
for right now, we'll just put a giant pot leaf in the rafters. Cannabis King.
But yes, this list shocked me when I saw some of the names. Like, I cannot believe that some of these guys are not having their jersey numbers retire. Real quick, Atlanta Falcons, number two. Took him to the Super Bowl. Biggest choke job ever.
Oh, Matt Ryan. Yep. No, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. And he's awful on TV.
All right.
Can't retire that number.
97-1.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.